fact check.
You like what?
We're live. Melted.
Oh, we're melted?
And we're melted. All right. Well, we're here another day, another podcast. Let me ask y'all boys a quick question, as usual. It's nice. Would you rather know the history of every object you touched or be able to talk to animals?
Talk to animals.
That's easy.
That's an easy one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, give me an example of why I'd want to know.
I don't know
everything.
Maybe you, something no one knows what this thing is, and you just touch it and you're like, oh, it's this.
Would that work with humans too, though? Like,
that's a great question. I don't know.
If you touch a girl, you'd be like, how many bodies she got?
Yeah, I assume you know the history of any object.
What if you touch someone and you know the meaning of life?
What?
What you mean? What?
I mean, like, what if you, like, know all history of humans from just touching another human?
You might be going a little
That's
too
a
deep.
Stretch.
Maybe. I mean, it's just how you said it in the would you rather, I guess.
I mean, I would rather.
The history of anything you touch.
I would rather talk to animals anyways.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, oh, you're saying.
That gorilla right there.
I want to know what my dog Maurice was talking about.
Come on, now. I'll be like, what do you want, dog? Really?
I get a pet monkey, teach it to, like, do regular things around the house. And then just like come home,
you
see him chilling.
Teach it. You'd it'd be like having a roommate. You can understand
exactly
what it's saying, so you're pretty much gonna just get along. It might not listen to you. And be like, you know what, Chuck?
Fuck you.
I don't care. I'm not gonna
talk
do what
to Zeus.
Gonna
be like, hey man, what you feeling for dinner tonight? He'd be like, you know, squirrel.
Let me get
he
a big
said,
T-bone.
Honestly, squirrel. He said, how about some dog food? I don't want it, but I'm gonna eat it because it tastes good.
Hey, dog, you want to go outside yet or no? I'm trying to get to bed.
See, you know, because Zeus always wait till we all in bed. So he'd be like, nah, I'm going to wait till y'all nice and cozy. And then at like 12 o'clock,
let me out.
I want to go out. And not I'm going to pee everywhere.
Nah, he won't do that.
You talk to bugs. Like, spider, can you leave, please?
He said, since you asked nicely, bro, I'm going to leave.
And if he doesn't, he dies. And that's it. So we're all on the same page with talking to animals.
Or you have an animal take someone out.
Like,
hey,
listen, I need
over
you to
there,
take care
rats.
Of this for me. I'm glad we're all on the same page.
Yes, sir.
But you know what? That being said, welcome into the podcast. You know what it is. Melted Chocolate. It's your boy AP. Chuck's right there. Cody's right there. Follow the podcast on Twitter at Melted Coco Pod. Follow the three of us plus Dave on all the socials.
What it do, baby?
What up? What's up?
So what's going on with y'all boys?
I'm hyped as fuck.
Yeah, me too.
Oh yeah, we back at it for another episode. I mean, we got this equipment upgrade. I'm excited to hear.
We're figuring out how to do. Oh,
man, come on now.
Oh, Chuck, you can't hear us, but vibe, dog.
We vibing. Oh. You know.
Ooh. Man, come on, man.
Ooh.
We on that.
Man, let me stop. We don't own the copyrights.
We don't own this.
Yeah,
song,
we don't own that.
Anyways, we are figuring out how to do this podcast shit.
And we read the damn manual.
We read the darn manual. You know, they say men don't read instructions. We did not.
It said RTFM.
But we made it pretty good so far. I mean. So,
yeah, but now we're upgrading. And it's looking good. Things are looking good.
So tell them what we're able to do now, though. What are the upgrades we've made?
So now we're gonna have over the phone interviews in time, in the future. It's gonna be great.
Maybe if you're lucky, if you call in, you could be on the pod.
Hit us up on Twitter if you want to, whatever. Today, we're talking about Charles Peter Lobosco.
Yes,
the fourth.
Sir.
The fourth.
Fourth.
Yes, the fourth.
The fourth version, the fourth coming.
That's like Stanley Yelnats.
I guess you could say. I mean, I want to add the fourth soon to my official name, but that'll be later in time.
Does that cost money to change your name, like to add something?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Because you have to change all legal documents.
Yep.
Ooh, that's probably a pretty penny, too.
I wouldn't say it's like a pretty penny. It probably just staggers up like all these, like $20 there, $30 there, maybe.
But would you go to like the DMV to do that?
You'd probably start off there.
Yeah, that's where you might start.
But where does that...
Then you gotta go to like Social Security. Yeah. All that.
Social Security.
The fourth.
Just to add a little IV to the name.
Right. on a jersey. LaBosco IV.
Come on.
But yeah, man, we talking about you, Chuck. This is your day.
All right, Chuck, start us off. What day were you born? What?
When's his birthday? Yeah. Charles Peter LaBosco was born the 4th. Was born on September 11th, 1997. Oof. In Tampa, Florida. Yes, it was kind of a rough 4th birthday. But
yeah. That's September 11th. For y'all who don't know, I don't know how you don't know.
Or if you don't know what September 11th is, just think 9/11.
They were born after it.
Anyways, born in Newport Richey, Florida. That's like near Tampa if you don't know where that's at. I don't know what room I was born in or anything, so don't ask. let's see. Newport Richey was kind of like a small kind of neighborhood. It had like a few things. Like it was kind of like connected. Think of like any kind of like, I guess you can think of it like a Melbourne.
Okay.
And
I see it.
It's there, but it's not quite there.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's got things. It's not like small like a Port St. John.
I'm glad you said that, because when you said Newport Richey, I immediately thought of a lake with like a little hospital in the distance.
What the fuck?
And like a cabin.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's like 2-3 buildings in the whole town.
Yeah, like population is 400.
No, it's 50.
Oh damn! Everybody knows each other real well.
It's 50 for real?
No.
You said it's like Melbourne. My bad.
No. I was just like messing around, but yeah, Newport Richey was an all right town. I actually used to help. I didn't even help, but I used to be a part of my parents' tanning salon business over there. At least, ooh, as far as I remember, before cancer was a big thing, you know.
LaBosco Tan and Heat.
It was actually called Paradise Tanning.
Your parents always been on some business shit. I like it.
Yeah. We were on that Paradise Cruise traveling, though. Shout out my mom.
Who are your parents? Travel
agent? Yeah, travel agent.
Where she be at?
She stays at the crib selling cruises and everything.
She got discounts?
Close. But shout out Paradise Traveling, though.
Shout out your parents.
That, too.
Talk about your parents a little bit. Let us know the background.
Oh, jeez.
Family tree, so to speak.
So, my mother was born in Long Island, Florida. Long Island, New York.
New York.
Long Island, New York, in Smithtown.
Okay.
Ooh.
So I don't really know much of Smithtown.
I don't know Long Island.
Yeah, Long Island, I've only heard like mixed emotions about it, but it's a small town there.
Don't hot dogs come from like what they call it? Long?
That's Coney Island.
Oh.
Yeah, that's Coney
Island. Yeah, my bad.
That's an amusement park.
But yeah, my mom was born and raised there. My dad was born in Brooklyn, raised in Queens.
Ah.
They ended up getting together. I'm not 100% sure, but I think they ended up just meeting up. Just like my mom used to be a hairdresser, and then my dad knew someone that knew her, and then bada bing, bada boom.
Hey, yo, who's shorty in the corner?
He said, hey, she making my number real quick. Good.
Slider my.
Bro, how you think that went?
I couldn't even imagine. My dad is like so corny. I couldn't imagine he had the corniest game ever.
But the apple don't fall from the tree.
All right.
No, what if like your dad was the homie and like, no, his homie was like, hey, there's my friend in the corner. Like, he want to talk to you. And that's your dad, the friend in the corner. And then she's like, oh, hi. What's your mom's name?
Diane.
I'm Diane. And he said, oh, I'm Charles. I'm Charles Peter LaBosco III.
And then boom. He didn't have my middle name.
It just snowballed from there. So did you, like, were you born in Tampa and you came over here?
Yeah, so like what happened was, no. So, like, after they met up and they, like, were living together for, like, a few years, I think around the time when they got married, they moved down to Florida around, like, Newport Richey, and then that's where I came into the mix. We owned that business for maybe, like, I want to say about a good 6 or 7 years. So it's about a time, yeah, I want to say it was about, like, when I was, like, 6 is when we even got rid of it anyway. And then we ended up getting rid of that. Oh, before that, my sister came into the mix, too. 2000, yes. Baby.
Don't skip that.
Oh, so you have a sibling.
Yeah. What's her name? Alexandra Lobosco. She's a card.
She's a okay. card.
Oh, yeah. She's a real
Alex,
card.
Alex, if you hear this.
Shout out.
Shout out from us, but Chuck doesn't like you.
Yeah, we love you. Well, I do at least, but.
Your brother doesn't like you. He yep. said it. He said you're a card.
Oh, yeah.
So.
But a funny story about her and the tanning salon business, though, when she was like 3, she ate staples just randomly,
she
I guess.
Ate staples.
You ate staples, Alex?
She ate staples, and then I guess my mom was like cleaning her up because she was a baby at the time, and then she's seeing like these staples in her stool and was like, this doesn't add up. I think we even so we took her to the hospital and got that all fixed up, but I think we even still got x-rays of like her stomach, and you can see like little bits of staples in there.
Ew.
How is she safe? How does she not get cut up from eating staples?
Who knows? I guess like maybe she just ate like, you know, like when you have a little bit end pieces of like a whole thing of staples.
Mm-hmm.
Probably just got found one of those and just went boop.
So this will taste great.
Pop that.
Most satisfying thing ever is putting the whole staple thing, a whole staple rack
in
inside the
stapler.
Yep. Yeah. And I hate when they break them apart. I'm yeah. like, nah.
I can't do it.
It's not going to hold. I was like putting the whole thing in and then like making the staple like kind of break apart and you can almost like shoot it like a gun.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
Every kid's done it, I think.
Got to. Wasting staples.
Of course.
No reason.
I mean, I stay doing it at work, but we don't talk about that.
Well, you just did, so you're out of a job.
Oh, I'm fired.
Anyway, so you go to Newport Richey. You're born. 2000s. Alex is born.
Mm-hmm.
At what point did you come over to Central Florida?
So after we sold the tanning salon business, we ended up moving up to Virginia. I'm not exactly sure where in Virginia. I just know it was with, like, some family up there. I was just kind of young enough to – too young to really understand, I guess, like, of where I was at. I was just like, oh, I'm in Virginia now.
Mm-hmm.
But I was up there for, like, maybe a year or two. Was in school for a little bit. It was fun. And then just through some financial problems, we just decided to come back down to Florida.
Oh, you all
right? Come on, bro. You good?
You got it?
Yeah, we good. And after we moved down to, back to Florida, we picked Central Florida as a landing spot.
Nice.
It was pretty cool. I think it was only because we had some family friends down there or down here that we're still in contact with, obviously, but they just were living down here. We just were living in them for a little bit and decided to pick a spot around here, which I don't regret. I love everyone that I've met. Everyone's cool.
You'll be gold.
But yeah, moved down here around 2006. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool. I ended up meeting the first kids I met here. The house across the street from me, from the house I live at now, was like literally nothing. It was just a big dirt mound.
Yeah.
And there was like 4 or 5 kids just playing in this big old dirt mound, like throwing mud at each other. And I just became their friends, I guess, off of that.
You said, let's throw mud. You keep in touch with any of them? Or no, they're all...
I mean, they're Facebook friends, but that's about it.
Shout out Chuck's first friends.
Oh, yeah. Actually, shout out Chance Filia. Still day one. So keep in contact with him at least.
That's good.
It's day one.
Oh, yeah.
Literally.
So yeah, that's a true day one.
Cool.
You have friends on the dirt mound throwing mud at each other. What elementary school did you go to? How was life as a kid growing up?
I guess it was just
Charles.
Like growing up. I mean, it seemed just kind of easy. I always just kind of like did whatever I felt like doing at the time.
No, you're a rebel.
I mean, not so much as like being rebellious, breaking things and stuff like that. But I just kind of just did whatever came into my mind, I guess, at the moment. Or I just was with my mom doing like something ridiculous at the time. Whether it was going to the store or just sitting at home playing with action figures or playing with Yu-Gi-Oh cards or Pokemon cards. Oh, those cool.
You don't know my Yu-Gi-Oh
card. Just because I didn't have a Slifer of the Sky Dragon doesn't mean shit, all right?
Did you have the thing on, what's the thing on the arm? The battle decks?
Yeah.
The dual disc?
Yeah,
I had a dual disc.
The dual disc.
I did not have it. I wanted one, but my parents
No, I never had that.
It's actually overrated because whenever you put your cards in there, it just fuck them up. So if you put like your rarest card there, be prepared for it to start like coming apart from. Yeah, because it would start taking the film and stuff off. So. Wow.
Just wasn't. Then it wouldn't be the coolest looking card, and then you
exactly
lose.
You lose because that's how we played back in the day. It wasn't like stats, and if my card looked better than yours, well, in
no, if my card had the more stars yes, than you, and yes. then it looked better, yeah, I automatically went with that dark hole.
Yep,
and I thought it was just Pokemon, blue eyes.
If I had more HP, regardless,
yeah,
I win.
That was it.
Like how I did it, I played it myself because I didn't have friends.
I can relate.
I had hella Pokemon cards. I had. First gen Charizard, which
it's worth like now, amazing now.
I would sell it, but it got lost when I moved to New York. Don't know where it is. But I would put them in two stacks, and I would shuffle them up, and I'd pick both randomly, and then whoever had the higher.
So you'd almost play like war.
The higher XP, it's gone, and I'd do like tournament style. The same Pokemon would win every time.
Oh,
pretty much.
So, sheesh.
And then Yu-Gi-Oh! Was always if you had more stars. Then
I always like went up to like people growing up with like my Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards, like thinking I knew how to play. And then when I start playing with them, they're like, dude, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, oh, I thought it was like highest stars wins, like, right?
No, bro, it's stats, bro. Look at the typing, bro.
This doesn't work against this. You can't do that.
And then I'm like, I'm done. I'm
yeah.
I'm gonna head out.
So yeah, my card got the more shiny stuff on there, and it got more of the stars. I win.
Yeah, exactly. My tall graphic.
Oh yeah, if you had the
solid gold card.
Sheesh.
If it was in Japanese.
Ooh. Oh yeah, if it was in Japanese.
Stop, bro. It's not a competition. It's over.
That's foreign.
You got that foreign on you?
I can tell you never had a foreign card. Forget the card.
You got that foreign wit and that foreign card.
So let's fast forward a little bit to middle school Chuck.
Oh, jeez.
Space Coast.
You went to Space Coast for middle school?
Yeah, Space Coast Junior Senior High, to be exact.
Shout out to alma mater.
All alumni.
I really enjoyed Space Coast. I don't know about everyone else, but.
Yeah, I thought it was an all right school. Everyone used to complain about it.
It was all right my last year.
Cody said he's going to Rockledge.
Rockledge.
I'll never forget it, bro. He said,
get off me.
I'm not going to be over here next year. I'm going to Rockledge.
Get off me.
He said, nigga, you not going.
Get off
the
me.
Next year, we see Cody in the halls.
I didn't have the address in the area.
Dang, that was just big cat back
that's
then.
Not, no, I was supposed to use Justin's grandma's address, and then I'd be set, but.
Then it wouldn't be here.
Mom's wasn't falling for it, so I was like, all right.
You'd be a hood rat.
Hell no.
Somewhere else without my influence.
Yeah, all right.
So middle school for Chuck, how was it? 7th, 8th grade.
It was all right. Just definitely like adjusting, you know, because like everyone going from elementary school to like a high school is just a big change.
Yeah.
Just adjusting to middle school was just different. And then me doing like other things like band, that was such a
you were in band?
Beginning band for 1 year.
What instrument did you play? The tuba?
No, I played trumpet.
I can see it. I played tuba.
Oh, yeah, you played tuba.
I played tuba, yeah.
I always used to mess around on that class because I'd take my mouthpiece, and everyone in the trumpet section, I guess, would just have their instruments like pointing down with their mouthpieces in. I'd just take mine and just go boop, just pop the top of all of them, and you get your mouthpiece stuck at that point. You can't take it out. Yeah. So, like, literally after class, like, every day, the whole trumpet section's, like, getting up after class, like, hey, like, can you take our mouthpieces out? They're all stuck because we're all just popping each other's. It was kind of, yeah, pause, big time. But.
Chuck in a round circle.
Oh, shoot.
That was always just, like, a dumb thing. I mean, there's still cool people in there I met that I still kind of, I guess, talk to this day, but not, like, crazy, but.
Band.
That was a all right class, but the band teacher actually retired that year.
Did you have Mr. Anderson?
No, I had Miss Lowe.
She had her as well, but
she was pretty cool. But like when, like I first met her and I was getting like into band a little bit, and then she retired, I was like, all right, well, this is dead. I don't feel like starting all over again. And then that's when I got into football.
Ooh.
And that was raps.
Football. How was football? How did you like when you first walked up there? and you said, I want to be on the football team. How did that go?
I think it took a little bit because I forget. Oh, because in middle school, I had an infection in my finger that prevented me from playing.
You had staph?
Was it staph?
No, it wasn't staph. It was just like just some kind of infection in my nail. Because I, oh, no, because, no, that wasn't senior year.
You had the fungus monster on
the No, I tore the ligament in my ring finger, my left ring finger.
Doing what?
I was actually playing flag football, or no, it was like two-hand touch.
How do you?
At the old park in Cypress Woods. If you know about those football games, you're a real one.
Oh, well, but I think I was out there, bro.
When he tore
I don't know. I don't think so.
You had Brenton out there, right?
Brenton?
Yeah.
Harrington?
No.
Crouch?
Yes.
No.
Never mind.
This was like some jit days for real. Everyone used to just pull up there after. I used to ride my bike.
That's where Justin used to live. And I'd ride my bike to Cypress Woods, and we'd be out there playing football at that park.
Maybe it was just two different times, because I remember we'd be out there and like there was like fights going on sometimes, or even just something. It was when they had like the old school wooden fence and you could like fish out the back too.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
Those are like old.
I have no
days.
Clue what y'all are talking about. So,
but yeah, I was playing out there once, and I guess I just hyperextended that finger too much, and I just couldn't bend the
playing
tip.
Two hand
couldn't
touch?
Bend the tip anymore. Pause. But yeah.
Yeah, well, it was like,
I mean, I think we played two on touch occasionally, but I think we played like a lot of tackle.
Okay.
Because, like, I mean, I don't think I could do that to my finger playing two on touch.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you go to just touch somebody. Oh, wraps.
I got that paper mache finger.
So, when did you get started?
I would say mid freshman year, or maybe even it was like sophomore year. It was like such a, like, I don't know. It was kind of hazy, I guess, because you ever just like just be doing stuff and you just don't really like just bother to remember the details.
Yeah,
I mean, you're just living it, you know. That's I guess that's how it was. But I went out there. I was like the small chubby kid at the time, so I was playing offensive line,
of course.
And eventually, I moved up to middle linebacker in like sophomore year.
Chuck's definitely a linebacker.
Yeah, I was sweet. I was a stud for sure. But then my grades got bad. Had to miss a year. Came back senior year and dominated a defensive line. And then that was wraps.
Dominated.
You say dominated.
Almost.
I like to think at heart I dominated because I was getting double teamed every play.
Oh, you got – do you have, like, stats or you just off the strength?
I'm just off the strength.
Okay.
But
almost as good as 2014 squad.
If I play with y'all, I would have been amazing with y'all.
No, you wouldn't. No, stop it, Chuck.
All right, shit.
Stop it right now, Chuck. You would have been with Andy on the sideline.
Oh, man. You capping for
real. Shout out to Andy, but you would have been on the sideline with Nathan Miller and Grady.
Anyways, I think at least my best play ever, and I can even have other players from that year co-sign on this. Titusville game, second to last week of the season, senior year. It's like double overtime. And our coach, I think we're on the goal line. They're about to try to get in to like win the game or at least just continue overtime, lead in overtime. Coach calls us D linemen to go out into B gaps while they have our linebacker shoot the A. But like everyone and their mother knows that they're running the ball like literally right up the gut. So I'm like, I'm going right through. I'm going A-gap. And that's when I made the biggest play of my life, I guess. I just went forward, and I guess I took out the guy right at his legs, and everyone's freaking out. So,
some boy making plays back there.
I don't care what the playbook says. I'm Charles Lovasco.
Oh, exactly. I wanted to win that game so bad, and then we lost, and I was just...
Is that the one you lost off the missed field goal?
Yes.
Bro, I was at that game.
Oh, I know.
Disappointed, bro.
You don't even remember my tackle, though, huh?
He missed it. I don't know. I couldn't see that close, bro.
I think they didn't even credit me that tackle, though, either, which is kind of sad.
That's all right.
Yeah. Would have liked to at least get a sack that year, but all my other colleagues on the defensive line were really bad. I only had one sack, and that was in our preseason game in the summer.
Yeah.
Okay.
His own squad.
It's just. I would have wished I at least had more support at my spot.
2014.
It would have made everything so much better. Exactly.
Spot. But all right, so going through, how was I'm gonna go ahead and ask the question. I'm gonna ask it, Cody. How was the love life for Charles Peter in high school?
I just loved the game of football, and that was about it.
Oh, man.
I like it.
I mean, I wasn't paying attention, I guess, like that in high school.
You say you ain't got time for him.
That's cap.
Really don't have the time.
That's cap.
Come on.
What you mean?
See, you ain't had no shorties on your line, ever.
It don't matter.
Nah. I had to pay attention to my education, all right?
Come on.
Y'all stop it.
Talk to him.
Both of y'all stop it. You ain't have that mindset in high school, Cody.
No, I didn't.
Okay, then.
I didn't, no.
So Chuck trying to say he did. I don't believe it.
I mean, if I'm playing defensive tackle and I'm 5'8 in high school, I can imagine the ladies love that.
You know they don't like the big uglies.
Yeah, come on.
Come on now.
O-line, D-line don't get no love.
I was a big ugly. I was on a D-line.
You were tall as fuck. What do you mean?
Still a big ugly? What do you
mean? Yeah, big ugly.
Come on now.
Boy, pull up with the green bottom Adidas.
We're not talking about my life.
That's next episode. Don't worry about it.
Oh, hey.
I don't think so, but.
Fine, we can do that next episode. I don't care.
Everyone getting their rounds on here.
Nah.
Pause. No. Come on now, Chuck. Stay sharp. So, back on the topic. Did you go to, like, homecoming or prom?
I only went to homecoming and prom senior year because I just wasn't, I guess, bad at the other years.
I went to, it's not about me, never mind. You go to, like, Slam Jam?
Was that the thing in the beginning of the year?
I don't know. Like, when was it?
Like, right when we came back from summer? I remember that. I went to that a few times.
Yeah. I think there was only, I remember only going to two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's all I went to was
the
like
first
two
first one, which was a grind fest. And the second one was whack.
It's like, didn't the second one have like a basketball tournament and they brought in like some small ass hoop?
Like a 3-on-3 basketball tournament?
Yeah.
Something
that
like
was
that.
Weak.
But the first one. That one was where the action was. That's a good day.
Grind fest, huh?
We in high school.
Oh, no.
Well, I guess now should we go to our one Twitter question?
No, we're not done talking.
All right.
We're not done talking. You in high school, you played football, you know, and then you graduate.
Graduation.
Were you like a person who you knew for sure that you were graduating, or were you like me and Dave, where at the senior breakfast they couldn't find your name at first, so you start to sweat, and then they finally find it, and you're like, oh, okay, I'm graduating.
No, I mean, I think there was a little suspect because I think my senior year actually I took one class to finish out the like credit for virtual school, and. I mean, by the time I got out there, by the time all that senior stuff was happening, I knew for sure I was graduating. But just a little months beforehand, like around, what was it? The senior thing where we went to Universal. I can't think of the name of it.
It's not Grad Bash, is it?
I think
no. Grad Bash was the thing at the graduation day after, or like
no,
the night of
graduation.
You're talking
about Project Graduation.
Yeah, Project Graduation. Yeah.
Like around Project Grad, I was like suspect. I was like. Do I have enough credits? Like, I wouldn't. I would go up to like guidance, like all the time. Like, hey, like, am I good? And they would just be like, I don't know. We have to wait for your credits to come in through virtual school. I'm like, I finished this thing like a week ago. What's going on? Like,
that's rough.
But by the time, like I said, I got up to like the breakfasts and everything like that, I knew for sure I was gonna walk. I mean, I had no doubt in my mind.
Mm-hmm. So you two step across the stage. Now, what's life like for Chuck right after graduation? Did you get a job like right after? Did you chill for a bit?
Oh no, it was a good few months of just partying and having fun, like you know, just enjoying being out of high school. But then after that, life kind of kicks in. You get a job, start getting on that grind,
become a normal citizen.
Yep,
middle class.
Yeah,
ridiculous. What was your first job?
First job, I think I was a pool attendant. I used to clean up the pool for like a little community. It's in the front of Port St. John. It's pretty cool. But
is it that one on US 1, like on the way to Publix?
Like behind Publix, yeah. Oh, like behind all that. Publix. Woods of Port St. John.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What up, Jesse?
It's really hidden.
Hey, yo!
Shout out Uncle Jess.
What it do?
Coming to the room.
What up, boy?
What's popping?
We here. Talking about Chuck. What's up? You got anything to ask Chuck before we move on to the next question?
Chuck, did you play any sports growing up?
Oh, yeah. We've been over this.
We on that. Yeah, we on
that. Okay, we covered that. Let me find something else. Did you already cover that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we played football.
All right.
Shout out Jesse, our guest producer.
What was your first job?
I literally just asked that question.
All right.
Pool attendant.
Well, shit, Chuck. I don't know, man.
It's all good.
No, I got something for you. I mean, all right, how many people you got in your family, in your house, that you grew up, you know?
My mother, my father, and my little sister.
What was that like?
It was all right. Always was at my sister's neck all the time, but pause, I guess.
No pause needed. No pause needed.
Okay, just making sure.
Duh.
But we'd always just be fighting shit all the time. And then I guess now eventually this past few years we've kind of like gotten closer.
So long term, you learn conflict resolution.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. It's a good quality.
We're able to like actually talk to my sister now without getting pissed off at each other.
Right on.
That's good. So yeah. You're cleaning pools, chilling.
Oh yeah, I was big chilling. I used to figure out
where this pool is though.
Yeah,
it's honestly really hidden. I used to have a few like birthday parties there, but it's like an association pool in the front of Port St. John.
Behind Publix?
Not directly behind Publix.
But is it over back there?
Yeah.
I might have passed by.
You honestly wouldn't even expect it. Like there's a bunch of houses, and then all of a sudden you see like a big patch of like trees and stuff, and then
it's like a little wooden fence.
No, it was a chain link fence, like a big chain link so they could close up. But it was called the Woods of Port St. John.
The Woods of Port St. John. I'm going to look it up real quick.
I don't even know if you could look it up like that, but I used to pool attend there. I used to, like, sometimes, I think I even was working a little bit during school, was when I first got it, like toward the end of senior year. And I used to just, like, come let homies come in and, like, swim sometimes.
Mm.
Like, I'd just be like, oh, I'm just chilling the whole time. You can come by if you want. I just be in the pool, like, scrubbing it and stuff while they're in there just chilling.
Okay, cool.
Property Owners Association?
Probably, yeah.
That's what came up. Woods of Port St. John.
Everyone that owns a house near that vicinity, like, in the front of Port St. John, pays for it, like, because that's where my house is.
Right.
And that's where all, like, I pay a little bit to that.
Wait, what? Your house?
Yes. If you own a house.
The house you live in?
No. The house I own in the front of Port St. John there. If you own a house in that area, you have to pay money to the association to run that area, even if you don't even use it.
Oh, that's cheese.
Is that for the pool in the front?
Mm-hmm. He knows what I'm talking about.
He knows what you're talking about. It's on Mako Street?
That sounds familiar,
It's by, like, if you keep going, it's called Arabella, and then the train tracks over there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I think I drove by there.
Like, the train actually passes right by that freaking place all the time. Like, if you're in the back there, the train's like right there. You won't hear anything but train for like a good minute.
I know what that is.
I'm about to pull up over there because I don't know what you're talking about, but
sorry. It's cool. It's a cool little spot.
Mm-hmm.
Remember for Dave's surprise party?
Yeah.
And we parked way back there.
Yeah.
That is back there.
Okay. I got you. I know where it is now.
Yeah.
The one where we had to get rid of the cop.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that story.
Yeah, we had to have Jesse come save us.
So, we'll talk about that in another episode. So, what else do we need? Now you're here.
Yeah, living, chilling.
Any interesting stories? Nothing really, Chuck.
I mean, it honestly just has to come to mind. Like, if we bring up like something, I can maybe come up with a story.
Or you had time to prepare for this, Charles.
I'm just pulling.
Like
up.
I said, like I just have to pull it out of the memory bank, like. It's there. Just I can't like think of it on like that, you know.
Okay. Well, now. Now you're here.
Now I can come up with something. What? I guess we've talked about hobbies already. What your hobbies are.
A little bit.
So more or less, what is like? What's the best vacation you ever took, and why?
Best vacation I ever took was probably me and my family. We took a trip up to Tennessee. We rented out a cabin up there. On the way up there, we drove this like Ford Explorer. And knowing like those cars, they kind of like are really shit. But when we got up there, luckily we made it up there, thank God. But when we got up there, our car broke down, and they started saying like, "Oh, your back axle's like really fucked up." So we ended up like getting there like the day of, and then my parents went out. Me and my sister stayed in this cabin for about a good 8 hours while my parents were like getting groceries and like dealing with this car and stuff. We ended up staying up in Tennessee. I think we went up there just for like a weekend. But we ended up staying there for like a good, like almost a month.
Unexpected like, extended vacation. I see that. That'd be yeah. Nice. It's like you're living somewhere else for a little while.
Yeah, like we really like we're just getting like to hang out with each other, knowing each other a lot more and stuff. Like we're just playing because there was no internet. There was like cell phones weren't that big at the time, and like neither was social media. So I was literally just like with my family, you know, just like living, you know.
Just the Bosco family outing.
We just play cards, just like eat dinner, talk to each other, play out in the snow if it was out that day. Like it was a lot of fun.
Cool, cool. Well, hey, I got an idea. I want to do like a rapid succession question answer.
Like first thing that comes to the head?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. But it just like spit out a quick question, but I'm going to need Cody and Aaron to help me come up with questions as we go. I've got one to start.
I think we had a list for that.
We have two questions from Twitter.
Two
from Twitter, and then
we did have a list.
Yeah, we had a list.
I don't know what happened to it.
But do you have some ready in the tuck?
Well, I was just going to be like, you know, boom, boom, boom. We're coming up with stuff off the hip. So
okay.
If you guys got a couple in mind that we can throw in there.
Let's get into the questions off Twitter.
Okay, we'll
first. Then we'll do the rapid fire questions.
Sure. Gotcha.
All right. First question is real simple. How did you get the nickname White Chocolate? This is from Michael Massia.
Yeah, I wasn't here.
At @Michael_Massia.
Yes, on Twitter.
I mean,
an easy story.
It's really easy. Tony. I mean,
I know I wasn't here for the nickname, so.
Yeah, you were.
I was?
Yeah. You were on the pod.
What happened?
Do you remember?
I mean, I for me, like, I just, when we started doing this pod, I just threw it in there.
He literally just, he said.
Threw it in there and said, yeah,
we had an intro and. We didn't give him a nickname at first.
So he declared his nickname.
Said, this is Charles Peter LeBosco, a.k.a. White Chocolate.
I don't think that's how you get a nickname. But all right.
And then we were like, oh, word?
Everyone loves it. Show? It's Melted Chocolate Podcast. Why not have some white chocolate in there?
It's got a little bit more than just Chuck, you know?
Exactly. Chuck's still good. I like Chuck.
So that's how we got
Shout out Cody.
I like white chocolate better.
That's how you got the name Michael.
I think.
Oh, my phone.
Thanks for the question, Michael.
Your phone died?
Yeah, my phone just died.
Yeah, thanks. What was the question, Michael?
The next question, I know though, is it's from Michaela, and it said, "Where do you see yourself in 5 years?"
How do you, Chuck? 23,
22 years old. Where do I see myself in 5 years? Yeah. Honestly, I don't know. I think like at least at that time, I'll have a few things paid off, like my house and my car, and then. Maybe I'll have a career somewhere that will just lead me to more success eventually.
A career in what?
Not sure yet.
Well, that's Chuck, I think that's all right. And I think a lot of our listeners can probably relate to that. So
yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that, but I think it's important to be proactive and
Have like a plan B.
Brainstorming, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So that's it.
Also, the two questions from Twitter.
That's it.
Oh,
all right, we got the.
We need to get those numbers up. Listen.
Yeah, we'll get some more later.
No, it's all right. It's all right.
It's cool. At least we got two.
Yeah,
that's good though.
I'm grateful for the two.
Oh yeah.
Shout out Michaela and Michael Massia.
Thank you so much. Massia, for real.
So appreciate it.
Let's see.
The interactions input. That's the word. Some rapid fire questions.
We gonna kick off the rapid fire?
Yeah. Yeah. Say your questions.
Simple,
if you have one, then yeah.
I'm just coming up with like little things. We got to get to know this guy's background if we're trying to understand him. What kind of grades did you get growing up?
I was a big, like, C, B guy. Like, more C's probably than B's.
Quick questions, quick answers. Good kid or bad kid?
Rapid fire with Jesse. Kid. It might be a segment.
Class
officially.
Clown?
Yes.
How bad?
I got a few detentions here or there, but nothing crazy.
Favorite subject in school?
Math until algebra came in.
Oh, God.
Why math?
But it's like no math then.
I don't know. I was just always good at math.
Literally.
I fuck with it. All right.
I'm tagging off to Aaron. Go ahead.
Oh, it's me. All right. What's the basic one? Paper or plastic?
You know, paper.
Boxers or briefs?
Both?
At the same time?
Boxer briefs?
Yeah.
There you go.
Boxer briefs. That's cheap.
Ford or fucking Chevy?
Oh. Ford.
God damn it. Oh, yeah. I'm walking out, guys.
Let's see. Pepsi or Coke?
Pepsi.
Neither. Apple.
Huh?
What?
No, nothing.
If you're saying apples and oranges, it's apples.
No, Apple or Android.
Oh, Apple.
Of course, you got an iPhone.
But you stupid like Fords. Question. That's crazy.
Well, if we're talking Dodge, that's another question.
Hopefully, we're not talking about Dodge trucks. You would have just dropped even further in my mind.
But if you can't dodge it, you ram it.
What's your favorite? What?
What?
Pause.
Hey, what's your favorite animal, Chuck?
Oh, that's a good one. Albatrosses.
Yeah, you're an albatross kind of guy.
Yeah, you don't
even know what. Yeah, I was going to say, what
bird.
Is that?
It's a bird.
Oh, definitely not.
That's his nickname, Storm the Albatross.
No.
What? Probably like a lion or like a shark. Probably, I'd say shark.
Why?
Those are two very different animals on my
end. Why not both? I mean, I don't know. Probably a shark just because they're just kind of like the kings of the ocean a little bit.
Fucking aggressive.
Actually, the king of the ocean is the blue whale.
I thought it was. No, that's the biggest. Killer whale, I think.
Oh, yeah. The orcas. Yeah. There you go.
Orcas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that now.
PlayStation and Xbox.
There you go. I think that...
PlayStation that would all be day. More
PlayStation all
for your favorite animal if you like that.
A killer
king
whale?
Of the ocean. No, if you're looking for like king of the ocean, that'd be more
orca.
That's more your speed. No, you're not really a shark kind favorite. Of guy.
So, okay. PlayStation or Xbox?
PlayStation all day. If you play Xbox, you're a simp.
Yep. Oh.
S to the I to the N to the P.
That was Charles Lobosco.
That was before. Not Cody Webb. Nah.
Cody, you do Xbox?
Oh, no. I have PlayStation.
No.
We all PlayStation.
I'm not going to shit on anybody for having a different opinion, though.
Yeah.
Mm. I won't.
I'm just calling out the Xbox users.
Halo was the only thing y'all had.
Exactly. Yeah, Halo exactly. Was nice.
And Fable.
And,
Yeah, okay. Drawing blanks.
Never mind. I'm sorry. Damn, what was that game?
All right. Favorite thing to do in downtime.
Oh, Gears of War. My bad. Gears of War. That was a good one.
Favorite pastime?
Probably football.
When it's not football season.
When it's not football season? I don't know. I guess...
All right. Very good. Got really nothing. Quick answer there, Chuck. We appreciate your enthusiasm. Who cut your hair?
Extreme Barber Lounge.
Where at?
Garden Street, Titusville.
Shout out.
This is not an ad.
Yeah, this is not,
not a
ad.
Sponsor yet.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
All right, let's see. Last one. Who's your favorite co-host?
Oh, come on.
Oh, man.
Hey.
My favorite co-host is definitely official David Bryant Jr.
Oh, wow. This man's playing it safe. Uh-huh. Playing it safe.
Shout out, Dave.
All right. Well, it's been fun, Chuck. It's been fun talking to you.
I don't really like talking about myself too much anyway, so this is all good.
Even though we always talk to you.
You know what I mean?
You are a part of
it. It always feels weird like that.
Oh, yeah.
But we appreciate you stepping up to the plate this evening. I think you did a good job.
Thank you.
So, Chuck, let the people know again, once again, you know, like always, where can they find you on the socials?
You can find me on Twitter at C_lob911. Follow the Snap. Bagel Squad, old freshman Snapchat handle.
Everybody has like that old Snapchat from freshman year. You know?
Oh yeah, there's too many people on it, so there's no point in just getting rid of it.
Right.
Yeah.
You can also follow me on Instagram at Charles_Lobosco. Pretty sure.
Sick.
But yeah.
See Web.
Also follow the pod.
Oh.
Gotta follow the pod on Twitter.
Yeah. Web, where can they find you?
On Instagram, I'm OJody. OH_JODY. I don't really care if y'all follow me on Twitter, so I don't even plug it. But
Jesse, since you're here.
Yeah, you guys can hit me on Insta, JesseJ1.0.
And that's it. And for me, Follow me on Instagram at AP Flacco. Twitter, I always forget it. It's Kid Dynamite something. But follow me and then unfollow me because I don't need your follows. And then follow the podcast on Twitter at Melty Coco Pod and continue to support. Continue giving us help and advice and whatever you need, whatever we need. And we'll see you next time when we talk to a master chef of sorts.
You said all right. Master chef?
A master chef.
Oh, all right. So they cooking it?
Chef Ramsey? Sir,
no better. Ah. It's been fun. AP Cody Chuck signing off. Melted chocolate.
It's been much love.
Man, we here.